GM of the Islanders? That's what I was thinking.
No, Garth Snow is the GM. They're both goaltenders. Rutherford was a goalie for the Red Wings, and of course Garth Snow was a former Islander goaltender. Both, I guess, you know, Rutherford's going to be 65 years old. Time to call it a day. He's been there for 20 years, Rob. He was there when they were the Hartford Whalers. He moved with Karmanis to Carolina.
When I used to play, when I was in college, I used to go to the Hartford Whaler games, mark at the mall in Hartford. That's when I used to play in the
what
arena.
What Red Wing goaltender once scored a goal against the Hartford Whalers? See, Chris, this is why we don't do trivia much. He's already got his hand up.
He already knew?
It's Ozzy. I know it's Ozzy. Chris Osgood scored a goal against
the
Whalers.
I always remember whenever somebody scored for the Hartford Whalers. Da 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 da. Da, 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 da.
Hartford Whalers. Let's go, Hartford Whalers.
How
Let's
do you
go.
Know that?
I'm making it up. I have no idea what you're singing.
Hey, Chris, can you look up on YouTube the Hartford Whalers song?
They have a song. Well, everybody's got a song.
No, but I'm just saying. It was
Here come the Hawks, the mighty Blackhawks.
It was a great song. All right, I'm just saying.
Blackhawks song is the all-time
and
best.
And, Mark, you know what else today is, right?
What is today?
It's a trash-talking Twitter Tuesday. So we get your ideas and thoughts together, because later on in the 8 o'clock
wait,
hour...
Good part.
Yakety yak. That's right. We'll be doing some trashing later on in the 8 o'clock hour. You have two ways to trash these days.
Two,
Mark. You can do it on Twitter at Parker and the Man, or you can do it the traditional way, which is make a phone call us, trash anybody in the world of sports, or anybody in the world of sports at 248-848-1130.
Okay.
Now, I want to hear your Tom Izzo comparison to...
Well, this is more of a question for you, but this is part of the comparison.
And also, don't forget, we got some tickets, Mark, to the...
Is that the circus?
The Shrine Circus out there, you know, and we have tickets for Wednesday night, couple of pair of tickets. It's going to be at the Hazel Park Raceway. Wednesday night, 7 o'clock.
Under the big top at the raceway?
That's right. And you know what? If right now, as we're talking, somebody wants to go, and you have to be able to go, really come pick up the tickets and go, then you can call us and win a pair of tickets. 248-848-1130. We'll do that right now. So if you want to go to the Shrine Circus, which is Wednesday night, 7 o'clock at Hazel Park Raceway, give us a call, and you can win those tickets.
All right. By the way, before we get into the Izzo thing again, I just do want to say about the passing of Ralph Wilson, our condolences. The family lives in this town. He's from Grosse Pointe Shores. He's always had a house here.
How about an investment he made?
Oh, boy. Tell him what it was. If people don't know how much he bought the Buffalo Bills for back in 59.
For $25,000.
That was the franchise fee. That was it. Wilson was going to originally start the team in Miami. He had planned on moving him down there. He had a place in Miami at that time, but Buffalo was actually his second choice. It wasn't like his 100th choice. He's always loved Buffalo. Buffalo's loved him, Ralph Wilson Stadium and all that in Orchard Park, New York. But he's always kept his business here on Telegraph. We see it. It's right near Billy Sims'
place. Yeah, I see it all the time.
Billy Sims' barbecue. And he's kept the home in Grosse Pointe Shores. 95 years old, 16 days after Ford passed.
And he paid $25,000, and it's worth
now?
$870?
Almost $900 million.
Yep. Is that unbelievable?
Incredible. You imagine?
Amazing.
All right, so again, our condolences to the Wilson family and the passing of Ralph Wilson at the age of 95 today. All right, so here's the situation. Of course, as you know, the Spartans are going. They're playing Virginia. Michigan's going to go play Tennessee in the Sweet 16, both Friday games at night. You got back-to-back games you can watch on TV. So you got your Beeline, you got your Izzo doing that in the Sweet 16. Steve Fisher is also going to the Sweet 16. It's like a home game for Fish, for Uncle Fish with San Diego State Aztecs. They play top-seeded Arizona, the top seed in that region, in Anaheim. It's just straight up the 5 or 405 for the San Diego State crew. It's also the 25th anniversary of Fisher's Michigan National Championship. I was in Seattle when they won the title at the Kingdom, you know, with Glenn Rice and Loy Vaught and all those guys. Ramil Robinson.
Loy Vaught, what a nice guy.
Are you kidding?
Great guy.
All those guys. Sean Higgins. It was a great group. You know, it's funny, that group compared to the Fab Five. Not that the Fab Five guys were bad. It's just
it was a different thing. Different guys.
Separated by only a couple of years, really. So here's the argument. And this is, I want you to explain this, please, because I don't know if it's just because I'm too close to college basketball. I mean, I did the Heathcote show. You know my affiliation with Tom. But that's no different than I had with Bill Frieder. I did his coach's show, too. And, you know Tommy Amaker well. You're in Big Ten basketball country, but you have held to this Tom Izzo thing that if you can't have it both ways, if you're going to be the elite program, you can't have just the one national championship, because there's one awarded every year. Has that been mostly your argument?
Yeah, and people, when they talk about greatness, Mark, this is my argument. Was Judd Heathcote a great coach? I know that you got. Was he a great coach, Mark?
No, he was not a great elite coach. He wasn't. He won one national title with one of the greatest players in the history of the game.
He's won as many as Tom Izzo. That's my point.
The other part of the point, though, he's won as many as Steve Fisher.
What do I always say? Anybody can win once. The stars can align. You get the right group. Mark, when you start talking about greatness, it's about winning more than one. When you win, Billy Donovan down in Florida, right?
He's got two.
He's got two, but the same group. So Billy Donovan, to me, and he's won two.
Great coach, right?
No, I need to see him win again with a different group.
Oh, really?
Because the group stayed together.
I thought you at least went with multiple championships.
I give him credit for two, but it was the same group. If Billy Donovan could take another group of kids and win, it's about Billy Donovan.
So it's not about the fact that Donovan got there in 2000 and lost that game with a different group.
He's got to win another one. When you win another guy.
I thought you thought higher of Billy Donovan.
I'm just saying.
So who do you put on a pedestal? Bobby Knight?
He's won more than one.
So is Knight on your pedestal?
Yes. Anybody who's won.
Krzyzewski's on your pedestal.
Absolutely, Mark. That's what you talk about greatness.
I'm trying to find the guy.
Yeah.
Denny Crum won two with two different groups.
Yes.
Crum is up there.
Yes, you got to give
him
credit.
Obviously, John Wooden's up there.
John Wooden. Right. When you saw greatness, and you got John Wooden, and then you're going to say Tom Izzo and some of these other guys at Syracuse.
Jim Boeheim.
Jim Boeheim's won one. Mark, he's been there 35 years. How many great players have gone through Syracuse?
I'm trying to use your thing again about great coach, though. If you ask me flat out, is Jim Boeheim a great coach, you would normally think someone would say, yeah, he's a great coach.
Is he? Great?
I'm going to cower and hide, people. Don't watch.
When they got knocked
out. No, he's not great.
That's what I'm saying.
I agree. I don't think you can be great with one national title.
A lot of people like to use the term great, and all I'm saying is greatness is more than one championship. That's it.
You know whose fault this is?
Who?
College basketball's. They put so much emphasis on March Madness, so much emphasis on the national championship, then they want you to say, well, if a guy's only got one or none, it shouldn't be the key thing in his career resume.
How many?
That's having it both ways.
How many Final Fours has
Tom been to? Yeah. Six.
Okay.
Maybe seven now.
Okay. And maybe. Okay, you look
I'll
at that.
I'll lie to them going.
How many Final Fours, I'm just throwing this out,
yeah,
Joe Dumars been to, his teams?
McNeese State?
No.
What do you mean?
Pistons. How many?
Oh.
How many Final Fours? Whatever.
Well, he went six straight years,
okay,
right?
So there's my point, is that one way you look at it as an achievement, and on the other side you look at it and say it's not an achievement. It's no big deal, right? Because they didn't win. Because they didn't win, and that's just my point. You can't look at it. They went to six straight Final Fours.
Six straight. Conference finals. That's the final
right?
four.
That's the final four in the whole league.
Of course, there's not 300 teams.
Doesn't
it's
matter.
30 teams.
And it's not 300 because there are only 64 that make it in that. So
yeah,
64.
Right. But that's out of a pool of 300.
But you also
is
different.
20.
You got to win four out of seven. Tom Izzo has to win one game. It's totally different. All I'm saying is you can't put a big stock on making it to the Final Four when you look at other people who've gotten to the Final Four and say, well, what have they done lately? What have they done? It's the same time frame, less time frame.
Well, here's what
that's
I want.
That's just my point.
This is a twofold, two-pronged, two-headed monster tonight. In terms of elite and great, do you put the Spartans up there with Tom, and is that how he would come to Detroit if he were a Pistons coach? On the other side, if you do that, is Steve Fisher as great because he has exactly the same amount of national championships that Tom Izzo has?
And nobody says Steve Fisher's great.
And he's won over 300 games now at San Diego State University.
Do people say that Tubby Smith is great?
No, he's got one.
Thank you, Mark. This is my
right,
point. I could go through the list. I could go through the list.
What's Tom? What is Tom?
What is
Tom to you?
Tom's had a very good career, just not a great. He's not great. Greatness to me is at least two different championships.
Tom Izzo's been at Michigan State as the head coach for 19 years. He's been at Michigan State overall for 30. Where do you say Tom is? Tom, you are what?
Very good.
You're very good.
Very good.
But you're not great.
Everybody's not great.
248-848-1130. Parker and the Man, Mark and Rob, Detroit's 1130, WDFN the Fan. We'll continue this, take more of your calls, and do a little, hey, I'll play this going on. How about this? How about we do a little trashing coming
take
up?
Out the